Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone. But we can take it, be sure to brown around or we're queer. I've got a feeling we are onto something here.
Deborah Francis White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we pillage the globe for bizarre behaviours and cray-cray way-ways of the human race. And as we take a light-hearted look at our ability to come up with 1,000 international superstitions to ward off demons at the dinner table, but zero ways to cooperate on climate change, let's welcome those who know best how to laugh through loneliness. Comedians! Please welcome on my left, playing for the Uber Ubers, Susan Wacoma and Lem Sisse. And on my right, playing for Not Albania, Katja Vileva and Radu Isaac. So the Uber Ubers are Susie Wacoma. How are you diverse?
I'm diverse because I am black and I'm a woman. And I'm working class.
It's funny because they are all things my mother would whisper. And it's true, it's true. Lem Sisse, how are you diverse?
I'm diverse because I'm from Wigan. I am Ethiopian. I'm the only Ethiopian from Wigan as I know it.
You're certainly the only one on Wikipedia, Lem.
That's right, I wrote it myself. That's it, Wigan and Ethiopian. I eat meat pies and I'm black.
Is that rare?
In inner city Moss Side, as you travel from the rural Lilliputian villages of Lancashire with dreadlocks and a meat pie.
This sounds like the voiceover from a documentary now. And why are you called the Uber Ubers?
Well, this is all me. I took over, really. On the way here, I took an Uber, and it was the first female Uber driver, I've ever had her. And she was also Muslim, and I sort of got in the car, and I was that person who wanted to congratulate her for being herself, but I didn't. But I ran in here, and I was like, guys, this is what's happened to me. And then you took it one step further.
Yeah, Uber.
Uber Eminem.
Which, why, you know, there's an Uber Deluxe. There's an
Uber Pool.
Uber Pool. Why is there not an
Uber? And here we are.
Katja Vileva. Am I saying Vileva correctly?
Not exactly.
Okay. How should I be saying it?
Vileva.
Vileva.
Yeah, oh,
that's
good.
That's well much more exotic and sexy.
That's what I was going for.
Katja Vileva, how are you diverse?
I've waited for this one for so long. I'm short, I'm round, I'm Bulgarian, and I'm queer.
Oh! So you are nearly all of the things in the song.
According to some people, I might be even brown, but this is a discussion for another table.
Because I thought that the lyrics of the song, you're short, you're round, you're brown, and you're queer, only really referred to Paul Sinha. who we've never had on the show, but I'm dying to for that reason.
Oh.
If you're listening, Paul Sinha, we want you.
I do love that song so much, and I have a little bit of a fantasy about it. So if you get it on iTunes, I'm totally getting it on my phone as a ringtone, and I just want to be on a table with 12 angry old men in a meeting, very important, very just concentrated, and I just get... Oh, guys, this might actually influence the security strategy, so I'm going to have to take this.
Raju Isaac, how are you diverse?
Yes, well, I'm a Romanian as last time.
Still Romanian.
Still Romanian, yeah.
Romanian.
But Romania is like my only nationality, that's the only passport I have. It's not like I'm a snobbish second-generation immigrant that gets to pick out of like three passports. I'm just Romanian when
are
I travel the world.
Are you having a dig at the other team?
Sorry?
By saying, I'm not a snobby second-generation immigrant, it looked like you looked over at the other team.
Oh, yeah, no, I felt your eyes, actually. And that means I will destroy you.
I think that's a point towards already.
I didn't mean to, no, but you should know this. Like, generally, first-generation immigrants think second-generation immigrants.
You do. My mum hates me.
They get all
does
of the complaining out of the world.
And why are you called not Albania?
Not Albania because Katya's from Bulgaria, I'm from Romania, and I think Albania's the odd one out now, out of the three.
It's just something that can be worse. So we're...
Wow.
We're trying...
It's hard to unpick that because it's really not for me to say it isn't.
Albanians are nice people, just Albania as a country. It's worse than Romania.
And Bulgaria.
I'm Deborah Frances White, and I'm diverse because I'm from nowhere that ends in Ania. But I also, much like a second-generation immigrant, of which I'm not, do have a British passport and am quite snobby. Making sure that all the jokes have the citations that are needed, welcome in Pedant's Corner our strictly accurate pixie, Ned Sedgwick.
Hello.
And on the black keys and the white keys, it's our resident musician, Mark Hodge.
And if anyone knows what the black keys do, come and have a word with me at the interval, all right? I've been wondering for some time.
Ned Sedgwick, what makes you diverse?
Still not very. 25 shows in. My mother did have a go at me for the fact that I never say I'm Lancastrian. And I pointed out to her that Lancashire is still in England. And also, no one would believe me that I'm Lancastrian, and I'm not. So it's kind of a difficult one there.
Yeah, good, good. But you're sort of Lancastrian.
I am. I consider myself Lancastrian.
But you weren't...
No one from Lancashire or anywhere else other than me and my mother would consider me Lancastrian. And a bit you, but you're still doubting it. You're just being nice.
Well, me?
No, sorry.
Slim is Lancastrian, aren't you?
I'm a Lancashire. Lancashire. I've suddenly gone northern now that I'm on the radio. I mean,
it's the same duck. I'm northern. Northern as anything.
You and Lem are basically the same person. That's how I'm seeing it.
We have more similarities than differences, I think.
We do.
Isn't that lovely? We could end the show on that. Mark Hodge, what makes you diverse?
Well, I find out from social media this week that I'm a snowflake.
Oh!
I had a discussion with a chap who turned out was sort of quite right-wing, and he thought because I'm this sort of aggressive individualist, I believe in freedom, democracy, and the rule of law, and not jackboots, that I'm a snowflake. And I said, well, really, if we are going to clear the fascists out of the way, it's going to be with the force of an avalanche, which, if you think about it, is just a lot of snowflakes working together, isn't it?
On every episode of Global Pillage, our Hive Mind creates a special piece of music unique for this show. Hive Mind, please stand up if your first name starts with A, B, B flat, C, D, E, F, F sharp, or G. And when Mark Hodge points at you, shout out that name.
Right. I'm gonna start here, the chap with the beard here. What's your surname, sir?
Diamond.
Diamond, D, perfect. Diamond. And lady here?
C for Claire.
Yes, and over here, does your name start with B flat by any chance?
I wanted to say B flat, but it doesn't. Yeah, B flat.
In Germany, B flat is H. So if anyone's got an H, do we have an H here? Yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay, and another one? Sir, with the necklace.
A.
Okay, that'll do. That's all right, that's good. And my friend from Sweden?
Gabriel.
Gabriel.
What's the scores, please, Ned?
Round is on expect the unexpected. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with a correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzards. In the Pyongyang Times, North Korean scientists developed a new kind of alcohol. What claim did they make for their invention? Not Albania.
There's Yon.
It turns you on.
Like a Viagra alcohol.
A Viagra alcohol. Yeah. I find most alcohol is a Viagra alcohol. I mean, that's just my experience from student
one.
Unions.
But that's an official
an
one.
An official Korean yes. Viagra.
Yeah.
The Uber Ubers.
It increases intelligence.
Increases intelligence. Yes. An alcohol that makes you cleverer.
Yeah.
That I haven't tried.
I haven't tried that.
All right, hive mind. A North Korean scientist developed a new kind of alcohol in the Pyongyang Times. What claim did they make for their invention?
It doesn't get you, you don't get a hangover.
You don't get a hangover.
Oh, good. Very good.
Anything else, hive mind?
Increases fertility.
Wow. No hangover, fertility.
That makes sense, yes.
When he says it with that accent, I actually believe.
I know, Radu's very deadpan and it's really easy to get caught by that. Buy drugs from him. after the show gang. Don't ask him now. Anything else? They claimed that you could fly. Okay, hive mind. If you think it was they claimed you could fly, buzz now. Just the lady who said it. If you think it increases your fertility, buzz now. And if you think they claimed it would give you no hangover, buzz now. Hive mind, you are correct and you have scored! Ned, do you know any more about this?
Yeah, it's made with scorched rice and ginseng. So if you've got any lying about, that's what it's done. And apparently experts and professionals liked it because it is suave. I've never had a suave alcohol. But, and actually, on the Viagra point, in a lot of West Africa, Guinness is seen as an aphrodisiac. And it sells in big numbers there because it looks a bit like a kind of...
Does it work in Europe?
Phallic... Do you mean the head or something?
Follow that through.
Yeah.
There is a phallic aspect to it to Guinness. Many West Africans. Yeah.
Isn't that the bottle or the freaking... If you make a bottle in the shape of a dick,
yes,
it will feel phallic.
My family are Nigerian and Guinness is really, really, really big. And I remember my mum pressuring me to get on Guinness.
Your mother?
Yeah. She was like, you should have Guinness. You should like Guinness. Try Guinness. And I was like, mum. Now I know why.
The next question. A hunky punk is something that old English church builders included to remind the parishioners of evil. What is a hunky punk? Ubrubas.
The head of a woman.
The head of a woman.
It's also a guy... A weightlifter who is trying to procreate who's got a lisp.
Could you please explain that then?
Yeah, what he wants is to share his hunky spunk, but he's got a lisp. So it's hunky punk. But it means...
Again, this is in a so church.
Should we split up into small groups and discuss whether this is relevant in this...
Yes, let's do that after Not Albania. What's a hunky punk?
We're thinking some sort of women's undergarment that's put on, like, on the church entrance. And also a woman's head in the undergarment.
So a woman's undergarment that you put out the front to remind the parishioners of the dangers of evil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hive mind, what is a hunky punk? A naughty gargoyle. Okay. Anything else, hive mind?
I thought it was Johnny Rotten on steroids.
Johnny Rotten on steroids.
Yes.
Great. Okay. Mark has joined the hive mind as he sometimes does.
A Pokemon.
A Pokemon out the front. So if they're playing Pokemon Go and they forget to go to church, they're distracted by, well, I see this. Okay. If you think it's a Pokemon, buzz now. If you think it's Johnny Rotten, you can't buzz for the high mark.
That was a really good one.
No, I understand.
And also, I have the authority of my profession, so I say that's right. So.
True, you're an architect. Yeah,
yeah, I have no idea what this is, and I feel very embarrassed.
No, I see why. Johnny Rotten on steroids, buzz now. And if you think it's a naughty gargoyle, buzz now. You are correct. It's a naughty gargoyle. High five. It's like a gargoyle, but it is purely decorative. A gargoyle has to drain water off the roof. Well, it's too late to know that now, Katja. Everyone knows it now. I've said it. In some churches, for every saint, there is a hunky punk, because you have to be reminded for everything good, there is something evil.
On the subject of women's underwear and outside churches and grotesques, there is an Irish thing called a Sheila na Gig, which is a woman who is exposing her vulva. And it's on loads of medieval churches.
Really?
Very graphically, yeah. And it's similar to a hunky punk, yeah.
Oh, interesting. So it's almost like they should get some points, but not quite.
It's almost like they should get some points, but it's something completely different.
Yeah. Almost, but no.
Which public figure was unusually credited with being behind Leicester City's miraculous title success last season?
Oh, I know who that is.
Well, then buzz in and say it.
It was Gary Lineker. I'm so wrong, aren't I?
No, I'm not at liberty to say if you're wrong or right until everyone's answered. Gary Lineker, and why?
Because I know, because I was...
You were there.
Because he called me earlier on.
Right. And he himself claimed
to be behind...
Yeah, he
just said, in case this question gets asked, Lem, it's me.
Great, okay, all right, interesting. And are you going to back him, Uber Ubers?
100%.
100%. All right, not Albania.
It was Mark Hodge, because he's so handsome.
Oh, that's lovely. So Mark Hodge, our pianist, was responsible for the miraculous miraculous title success.
Oh, gosh, that's just absolutely delightful. Thank you very much.
He gets it every week. I love this podcast.
You know, it's not Mark who does the points on this.
Yes, and that was a slip. I meant you.
It's too late now to be credible.
It was such a good plan.
Radu?
So, yeah, I'm thinking it's a combination of Mark and Ned. That really helped Leicester get in the title. And I think they're still playing in the Champions League. Yeah, they're still qualified.
Football.
Yes, actually, we are talking about football. Yes. Who helped? So, Hive Mind, which public figure was unusually credited with being behind Leicester City's miraculous title success last season? Dalai Lama.
It's Bruce Forsyth.
Bruce Forsyth. Lady Gaga.
Fair play.
Richard the Third. Okay, if you think it's the Dalai Lama, buzz now. Bruce Forsyth, buzz now. Lady Gaga, buzz now. Richard III, buzz now. The Hive Mind is 3-3.
That's ridiculous.
Whoever said Richard III, do you know why it was Richard III?
Is he's found in a car park? His bones were found in a car park, and then I think he's been reinterred in the cathedral there as well.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Ned, do you know any more about that?
According to Yorkists, it's all a conspiracy to break up regional power. This is a genuine thing. Break up regional power in England, because he was a Yorkist king and he should have been buried in York. But instead, the powers that be buried him in Leicester, where he was found. And York would be winning the Premier League title right now.
Well, Leicester only had 19 points from 29 games, and relegation was looming, yes. I remember, because I'm a huge football fan. And then Richard III was given a proper burial and full honours in the cathedral, and within days, Leicester hit a winning streak. And now they're the kings of everything. They are literally kings.
I did mainly choose this question to see you try and talk about football.
And I did it really well, didn't I? You're surprised.
Right. They didn't win the title of the season, they hit the winning streak. But
don't ruin the magic of the story.
Am I right in thinking that Gary actually did match of the day in his pants as a result of that?
He did do in his pants.
So I think we should have win-win-win.
Yeah. And he had quite short hair, story. So he was a bit of a hunky punk, but no, he wasn't responsible.
And it's the end of the round.
The Uber Ubers in North Albania both tied in second place with 0 points. And the Hive Mind are running away with it with 30 points. Oh.
Hive Mind, you are doing well.
I'm
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The next round is everyone's favorite round.
Idioms!
What is the meaning of this foreign phrase, which we have literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers? In Ethiopia, they say...
Excuse you, that's not fair.
Dan, are you a white person saying that the black people have too much privilege here?
Wow.
I'm not sure if I'm a white person.
We are.
Okay. We could have gotten like a question from Albania, because at least we know none of us are from Albania.
In Ethiopia, they say, a cactus is only bitter if you taste it. What does that mean?
I have no freaking idea.
Cactus. Let's break it down, though. You are only infected with negativity if you drink it out of a cup. Oh.
Susan, I'm moved by that.
Thank
to be honest.
You very well. Yeah.
You're only affected by negativity if you
drink it out of a cup.
Drink it out of
very
a
specifically.
Cup.
If you were Ethiopian, you would know how profound.
I'm not Ethiopian, but.
No, but
I'm black, so
yeah,
same thing.
We're all Ethiopian, by the way. We are all Ethiopia. It's all about diversity. The first bones from Lucy, as she was called, because she was also from Wigan.
She's called Lucy from Ethiopia. Lucy.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Again, yeah, if I started saying I was Ethiopian, it would be like people aren't going to buy that.
No, but you are. We're all from.
I won't risk it.
Don't.
Not there Albania.
There are all bones in like Lancaster. They just haven't found them yet.
Yeah. Maybe if we give Lucy a proper burial,
true,
you'll win global pillage. So in Ethiopia, they say a cactus is only bitter if you taste it. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah, so it's definitely to do with love and how in the end it's a big disappointment.
Love it. Love it.
Okay.
So it's better to kind of stalk from afar than to actually actually initiate a conversation and get your heart broken.
Are you okay?
Okay, hive mind. A cactus is only bitter if you taste it. What does that mean?
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Mm. Why are you complaining about something that doesn't have anything to do with you?
I'm sorry. I'm the quiz master. It's just how it goes. Why are you complaining about something that doesn't have anything to do with you?
Don't engage with right-wing idiots on Twitter.
Oh, yes. There should be more ancient idioms that cover that. Okay, if you think it's don't judge a book by its cover, buzz now. just one chap. Why are you complaining? It's got nothing to do with you, buzz now. And don't engage with right-wing idiots on Twitter. You've gone for that. In fact, it's if you go looking for trouble, you will find it.
I think I was saying about love, where do we stand?
100% true.
I kind of think it's missing the point. It's like if you're looking for trouble, but that's if you're looking for love, and they're kind of quite different things.
No, they're the same thing.
No, the same
Ned,
thing.
You're so young. You're so
the
young.
Same thing.
Love and trouble are identical.
Just like the first week, they're different. After the first week, they're exactly
then they're
the same.
Exactly.
The spiky cactus.
Can I just
Ned,
say that, you know, I'm, as an Ethiopian diaspora...
You can't claim that now. You've got it wrong.
No, all I'm saying is having gone to Ethiopia for over, you know, 30 years or what have you, you know, I have never heard anybody say, oh, if you have a cactus, you'll lose your
it's,
whatever.
Where are your family... Where are you from in Ethiopia?
Are you, what are you trying to
it's
do
It's a
there?
Southern... I'm from the Ethiopian diaspora.
OK, that's true.
Lots of Ethiopians saying that.
In Swahili, anyone Swahili? Good. In Swahili, they say, if a child cries for a razor blade, give it to him.
Uber Ubers.
I know what that means. That's like, I'm not into this circumcision thing anymore. That's the idiom.
It's an anti-circumcision
yeah.
idiom. Not Albania.
I know what it is. It's a mental health awareness campaign that they have. And it's basically, if children need more support for their mental health, give it to them, like the razor that... No.
Give it to them. No, I crashed and burned there.
Give it to them like a razor blade, Radu.
So firstly, I want to apologize because I'm not going to have like a funny answer. I'm just going to have the right one.
It's to do with
like a parenting strategy to basically let the kid hurt himself and just have like 5 kids and you'll have like one who's healthy and alive.
the
18. It's the way the world
selection.
Used to work, people.
So natural selection.
Natural selection natural to kick selection. In. A Darwinian approach to parenting. Hive mind. What do you think it means?
Be careful what you wish for.
Be careful what you wish for.
Learn from your mistakes.
Well, let the kid learn from mistakes.
Was that you contributing to the hive mind there, Mark?
It was a bit, yes. I was thinking, let the kid make mistakes and learn from them. But not with a razor blade, really. I don't think it's a literal...
One of the kids cuts himself, then all the other brothers learn. It's a learning experience for the family.
Okay, hive mind. If you think it's be careful what you wish for, buzz now. If you think it's learn from your mistakes, buzz now. And if you think it's let the kid learn from their mistakes, buzz now. You are correct. It is a kid will learn from their own experience.
Whoa.
And it literally says, where we found this, let the kid get injured.
Okay.
I'm going to give Radu 10 points for that, for not as well as the hive mind, don't worry. For not answering with something to do with penises, which is just... You did get...
Thank you.
I'll have penises in the next round.
If you were in Sweden and someone offered you a French lunch, what would they be offering you? not Albania.
Well, I've recently been to Norway. I know it's not Sweden, but I am guessing a French lunch means a really cheap, bad lunch. Because I've had Norwegian food and I couldn't afford that.
Cheap, bad lunch.
Cheap, bad, awful, just peasant food.
Okay. Peasant
I'm so
food.
Disappointed in you. That's surely something sexual, for sure.
Really?
Yes.
Okay,
it's Sarah then.
It's like a baguette.
Okay. Would you like to explain, Katja?
Anything, you know, eating French stuff, French kissing, put it all together?
It's like a cheap French sex. You're probably going to get the disease.
Okay. We may have tipped into xenophobia now, Radu, which is not the ethos of this show. All right, Ubers. If someone offered you a French lunch in Sweden, what would they be offering you?
I'm going to go with the opposite. I'm going to go with completely not sex-based, a lovely, extravagant, gorgeous salad.
An extravagant salad.
Yeah, we've all had them.
An extravagant salad, hive mind.
Wine.
A French lunch is wine.
Oh, very straight to it.
You've got wine on the plate. A French lunch is?
Something for free, gratis.
Something for free. No such thing as a free lunch, unless it's French. A cigarette is a French lunch.
Really?
All right. If you think a French lunch in Sweden is wine, buzz now. You think if someone's offering you a French lunch, they're offering you something for free, buzz now. And if you think it's... not even the person that said it. if you think it's someone's offering you a cigarette, buzz now. In fact, it's afternoon delight.
I think...
Oh, we've got another 10 points.
It's a little bit of afternoon sex, a little bit of afternoon nookie.
No, so is it? Like,
yes. Afternoon nookie, yeah.
So we need like French 20 lunch. Points because we got the right answer and also I didn't mention sex.
Yeah. Do you know, Radu, when you said the next answer is going to be penis and then I said what would be someone to be offering you if they're offering you French lunch, I so thought you were going to say a penis. That would have been correct.
He didn't say penis, 10 points. We guessed the answer, 20 points. Come on.
Did you?
Keep going.
Did you guess the answer, Katya, or did you say something about sex, which isn't actually afternoon
no,
sex?
No, I'm giving it to them.
Give it now, yeah.
No, not the
Don't
sex.
Don't be silly. Give it now. Apparently, Ned points. Is giving you one. So,
it's very pretty.
And it's the end of the round.
The Uber Ubers are keeping it steady with no points. Not Albania have soared up to second place with 20 points, and the Hive Mind is still first with 40 points.
Whoa. The next round is the teams round. A member of each team has come prepared with a question based on their culture or family background, assuming they read my email. Audience, if one of you has a question for one of the teams, that would give all our lives meaning. Okay, so Not Albania, do you have a question for the Uber Ubers?
Yes, we do. In Bulgaria, if someone tells you, here you go, bride, it's the day of Spas, what does that mean?
Here you go, bride.
It's the day of Spas. Spas is just a name. You know how in some Christian cultures there's like name days.
Okay, so the day, it's the day of Spas. Here you go, bride, it's the day of Spas. What would they be saying to you?
Day of Spas.
Bride.
Come on, Susan.
This is hey, bride. I have to do this. I'm really sorry, guys.
Yeah, go
I have
on.
To get in,
go
in
on,
the
yeah.
map.
I'm going to do a little role play.
Yeah. Yeah. But, okay. So, okay. Hello, bride. This is the day of Spas.
Spas.
Oh, I've been waiting ages for this one.
Brilliant. We've got the answer. So, it's the day of reckoning.
Is it the day of reckoning?
No, not really.
What is it?
It basically means, that's an unexpected result.
An expected result, that's what I was going to say. Expected result.
Another expected result. It's like when Leicester City win things.
It has a very, very nasty story behind it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So that's basically when a young couple can't conceive, the bride would go and sleep over in a monastery and is expected to conceive afterwards. The brides are meant to go accompanied by a man who's not their husband.
Oh, yeah. One of those.
Yep.
Well, I'll take you to the monastery, love.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, no, it's meant to be a man from their family, but, like, all of the brides in the area go, bringing some, you know, sperm carriers, essentially.
And then in the morning...
Is that all we are to you? Sperm carriers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they needed
to know.
And basically, in the morning, priest or whatever will say, well, here you go, bride, it's the day of Spas. You should be knocked up now.
Oh, fantastic. Wow.
When is the day of Spas and how much flight?
Uber Ubers, do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
Oh, okay, yes. So my family are Nigerian, and I have to do the accent for it to work. So if my mother, very specifically, says to you, cassava we don't spoil, what does that mean?
What does that mean, Hive Mind? I just think there's a bunch of terrified white people here. I'm not answering that.
It's about something good going bad. I lived in Nigeria, and there's a lot of cassava.
I haven't lived in Nigeria, so you win.
Something good going bad.
Yeah, because you have to, like cassava, to get it to be a point you can eat it, you have to dry it really carefully, otherwise it's poisonous. So it's a food that you have to be really, really careful with.
So is it something good going bad, Susie?
And pretty much, but it's very specific to a person. Basically means you're ugly.
Wow.
So I brought an ex home. Exactly.
It means you're a hunky punk.
Yeah, it means you're a hunky punk. I brought an ex home. He was my boyfriend. And she went, he has fists like cassava, we don't spoil. He's like,
oh, okay.
Did he know what she said?
No.
Good.
But he is an ex.
So would you, Susie, do you think that audience member, the Hive Mind, deserves a point?
Absolutely, I think so.
Okay. All right, so the Hive Mind have scored. Hive Mind. Hive Mind, do you have a question? Could you say your name and your country of origin?
My name is Volker. I'm from Germany. In Germany, if you say, now we've got the salad.
Now we've got the salad. What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Finally going to go to the loo.
We're finally going to go to the loo?
Yes, because they digestion and stuff.
Right, okay.
I'm thinking like when a young bride can't conceive, and she goes to the monastery, and somebody from her family comes and whips out their genitals. She would go, now we have the salad.
Is it either of those?
No.
What does it mean?
It does mean, for example, a kid is playing with an important or valuable piece of glass, and the mum says, don't do it, don't do it. And then at one point, the child allows the important thing to drop. And then the mum would say, now the damage is done, now we've got the salad. Yet somebody in Salat.
Ah. So is it like a salad is sort of pieces? So it's now you...
So it's mostly like the husband of the wife that would go to the monastery.
Nothing,
after she's impregnated, he would go, now we have the salad.
No, nothing to do with that. Thank you, Raddy. Thank you very much, Hivemind. Thank you very much. And it's the end of the round.
What's the score, please, Ned?
The Uber Ubers have scored and now have 5 points.
Yay!
Do we?
North Albania have 25 points. Yeah. And the Hive Mind is still winning with 45 points.
The next round is the Smash the Patriarchy round. For our next round, we have just one question about a minority group who successfully rose up and smashed the patriarchy in the face. This round may only contain one question, but it is worth double points. So if you are the losing team, this may be your opportunity to smash the panel show points patriarchy. But if you are in the lead, please understand you are today's metaphorical patriarchy. Vesna Vulović was a Serbian flight attendant who used her unexpected fame to publicly protest against Milosevic and nationalism in the 90s and noughties. This led her to be fired from her job, and she lived constantly targeted by death threats and hate mail. How did she achieve her unexpected fame in the first place? Not Albania.
She was the only female pilot in Serbia?
That makes sense. Like, she's the first... female pilot. And
she was a Serbian flight attendant.
Oh, flight attendant.
Yeah.
See how I just jumped us up.
So she's driving the plane.
So she used her unexpected fame to publicly protest. Mm-hmm. How did she get that fame? She's a flight attendant.
Serbia wasn't the bastion of feminist glory. I'm just putting that out there. I'm not.
I don't know that it is now.
I'm saying that it was quite a patriarchal community. So, how would she become famous? A woman who's very beautiful, who's an
How do you know she's very beautiful?
Because
are you making assumptions?
I can tell you why I'm making assumptions. Because she's in a patriarchal society. She's an air steward, and being the son of a pilot with various air stewards in his family. Moi, I'm thinking that actually she was good looking and that that was part of the patriarchal nature of the freaking airline industry. Okay. Am I going stupid here? No.
So you think she was beautiful? She won a competition or something. She was beautiful.
She's a pop star.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Oh,
she was,
good.
She
Susan.
Was a pop star. She pop became star. A pop star.
Actually, I think she was Miss Serbia.
Miss Serbia.
Yeah, I think she was smuggling something into the country. Because like, I guess like Serbia would have like closed borders and she would be able to fly out and everywhere. And maybe she was like the first person to bring porn in Serbia.
I support it. I was going to say Beatles records, but...
Of all the things she could have brought in, she's like...
So we have pop star and we have porn smuggler.
Yeah.
Hive Mind, do you have anything better? By which I mean anything.
They brought in porn when South Africa was liberated, when Mandela came in. That was one of the first like big imports.
Exactly.
Seriously. And it was in all of the news agents all over South Africa. It was a very deliberate freedom of speech kind of thing came out.
Western people are very... take porn for granted. Yeah.
We
appreciate it more.
Which is true, we have pornography privilege. So, Hive Mind, how did she get that fame to protest?
She stopped a hijacking.
Wow. Good work.
She fell out of a plane and survived.
Oh God, I'm so embarrassed at my freaking suggestions.
Anything else?
She was really beautiful when she was falling.
Did she stop a hijacking, Buzznow? Did she fall out of a plane, Buzznow? Correct, she survived a fall from a plane that exploded at 30,000 feet. The longest fall anyone has ever survived without a parachute.
Yeah. That's incredible.
That's amazing. Where did she land on a... What, like, where on a...
on her head? Like, how?
No, she landed flat in the Czech Republic on some snow, but she still broke every bone in her body. Like, it's still miracle she survived. Well, 33,000 feet, the plane exploded.
And amazing.
She's the only survivor, obviously.
Amazing that she used that platform then, because you'd think, oh, you'd want a long rest and low profile, wouldn't you, at that point?
But she said when she had these death threats, she says, I've got 9 lives and I've only used one of them.
I think
you used
more
than one of
them.
She sadly died in December, but...
I love her so much.
All right, the final round is our quickfire round. There are 4 questions for each team, but you must answer straight away to score a point. Are the Uber Ubers? We asked Adina from Romania to guess what this English idiom meant, and she said to bring mining money to the people who need it. What was the English idiom?
To bring the coal from the mines.
Yes, close.
Thanks, Susan.
Can we answer?
Yes, you can quickly answer. Anyone else can shout it out.
Call to Newcastle?
Correct. Yes. Finish this Italian proverb. If you can't live longer, live...
faster.
Deeper. In France, they say, all the fleas go to the skinny dog. What's the English equivalent?
All the bad things go to the skinniest person.
It never rains, but it pours.
Yes.
What is the punchline of this Swedish joke? Why did the Norwegian library have to close?
Because it was full of Norwegians.
No, because somebody stole the book.
Fair enough.
All right. Not Albania. This is your speed round. Which country is the biggest exporter of feta cheese?
Not Albania.
Correct. Canada. Finish this Spanish proverb. Whoever gossips to you will...
die.
Gossip about you. In Ireland, they say one beetle recognises the other. What's the English equivalent?
John Lennon.
It takes one to know one. What is the punchline of this Finnish joke? Which traffic sign allows you to make a U-turn on a highway in Finland?
Stop.
All of them?
The one that says you are approaching the Russian border. Hive mind. Which country is the biggest exporter of bamboo?
China.
It's Ethiopia.
Boom!
Finish this Yiddish proverb. Everyone is kneaded from the same dough, but not...
baked in the same oven.
Correct. Oh. Yes. In Russia, they say, I am just hanging noodles from your ears. What's the English equivalent?
Pulling your leg.
Correct. What is the punchline of this Spanish joke? A man enters a store and says, 15 litres of wine, please. The shopkeeper asks if he brought a container for it, and the man replies...
myself.
Yes, you're speaking to it. And it's the end of the show!
What the sort of these men?
The Uber Ubers came in third place with a respectable 15 points. Not Albania had an even more respectable 40 points, but the Hive Mind ran away with it with 75 points.
So out of the 2 teams of comedians, we won.
Oh, for goodness sake.
In a way, but we were all winners.
Yeah.
But in another way, in the Hive Mind were.
So, we don't have time to debate this. We just won. That's fine.
So it's a French lunch for our winners and some razor blades to play with for our losers. And I'll leave you on this thought from the Ukraine. Drink a glass of wine after your soup and you will be stealing a ruble from the doctor. Please give it up for Susie Wakoma, Lev Sisse, Katja Lerma, Roger Isaac, Ned Sedgwick in Pennant's Corner, Mark Hodge on keyboard. I've been Deborah Francis White. You've been the Hive Mind. Good night. You have been listening to Global Village, hosted and created by Deborah Francis White. The questions were set by Ned Sedgwick. Music was by Mark Hodge. The recording engineer was Chris Sharp. The producer for the Spontaneity was Tom Zielinski. Thanks to Zoe Metasali and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalvillage.net.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.